This is your Skywatch 13 weather forecast with Rob Peppers.
Welcome back, everyone. We have bright, sunny skies in place across the area this morning.
I've been in the public eye, at least I feel like, for a reason. Maybe it is to educate people about Parkinson's or let them know what an awful disease this is.
Around here with highs both days today and tomorrow, at least in the upper 80s, if not briefly touching 90.
He's been on the air for the past 20 years in Topeka, delivering the weather forecast to thousands of Northeast Kansans. But the awful illness known as Parkinson's has finally forced Channel 13's meteorologist Rob Peppers off the air. It was his decision and not one made lightly.
The fact that I was exhausted by the end of the day and that I couldn't cover the weather the way that it should be covered, those are probably the two biggest factors.
About 5 minutes ago, we did watch a rather large tornado develop about 5 miles to the northwest of Highway 75.
His hairstyle may have changed, but his zeal for chasing storms and all things weather-related hasn't waned in the least. And although Peppers walks around Channel 13 these days with a noticeable limp and his arms shake more, he recalls the day more than a decade ago when he noticed something wasn't right.
I noticed in the summer of 95 as I was running the bases during a softball game, I was actually rounding second base, and I noticed the twitching in my fingers that I couldn't get to stop. And that was the first indication, at least that I can remember, that there might be something wrong. And then a friend of mine said that he was watching one of the broadcasts on a Sunday night, and noticed my left arm wasn't moving. And at that point, I was thinking that if other people are noticing that there's a problem here, maybe I should get it checked out.
After eliminating everything else, the neurologist diagnosed Peppers with Parkinson's disease, a rarity in young men, but a condition that found a celebrity crusader in actor Michael J. Fox and closer to home, Rob Peppers, who after the diagnosis and early symptoms decided to stay on the air.
We had 91 yesterday, and you can see nothing but clear skies showing up, at least no precipitation showing up on ESP Live right now. We're not anticipating any to fall.
It's something that I, you know, obviously television, yeah, there's a lot of attractive people on television. And the fact that I would be showing symptoms of a disease kind of made me hesitate and wonder, you know, how people would react to that. And I have to say the reaction has been all positive and all supportive.
Management and his colleagues have backed Peppers, he says 100%. Several years ago, he underwent cutting-edge surgery at the KU Medical Center, where doctors implanted electrodes in his brain to control the symptoms. The surgery, akin to a pacemaker for the heart, has been a career extender and really, for Peppers, a lifesaver.
I'm hoping that they can find something, and there's a lot of good people working on it, a lot of good scientists and researchers, and they're coming up with new medications just about every year. So I'm hoping basically that I can hold out a little while longer and continue to work as long as possible, until they can find something that will help a little bit better.
Peppers remains at Channel 13 doing office and traffic duties. You'll see him on the air to pitch in from time to time. He's overwhelmed by the way viewers have welcomed him into their homes over the years and how the community has responded.
I'd say thank you for the support. That's an easy question for me because I've had so much support. The people have been so kind and said so many good things about me. It's hard to believe, actually, that people would go to the trouble of doing that. But the support I've had has just been amazing, and I can't say thank you enough.
Meteorologist Rob Peppers, our Newsday Newsmaker of the Month.